Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The cast of Clue on Stage from Pella Christian High School joins us on today's program.
Hello, I'm Evan Cheddar, and I am Professor Plum.
I'm Toby Vandermolen, and I'm Colonel Mustard.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Grenadike, and I'm the backup cop.
I am Avery Roof, and I am one of your loyal student directors.
I'm Ellie Johnson, and I am a singing telegram girl.
I am Bridget Van de Zandy, and I'm Miss Scarlet.
My name is Mia Andringa, and I play Yvette.
We are here with the cast of Clue on Stage coming to Pella Christian High School this Friday and Saturday in the Vermeer Auditorium. Many of you we just had on for various reasons, whether you're homecoming king or your all-state speech or on the tulip court or whatever the reason is, and it's been a very busy year concluding Pella Christian theater season with this. Evan, I'll start with you. What does it mean to be a part of this really unique show, and what is Clue on Stage for those who aren't familiar?
So Clue on Stage is about these six guests that come into a house, and basically they're all being blackmailed for something that they did, and they have to try and get out of this house because all the doors are locked and the police are on their way. So it's really exciting and fun to see all the ways we play off each other and just to see what we can add even on our own.
Well, and Toby, when I talked to you for the Allstate interview, you talked about this being a really nice change of pace because there's been different kinds of shows already this year you've been a part of. What has made this unique to you, and what fun are you having with this role?
I really love this role because it's kind of like Colonel Mustard's kind of the stupid dude, and I feel like I'm pretty good at being stupid. Comes natural. But I think I can compare him to my role in the musical, too. He's kind of just like the guy that everyone laughs at because he's just lower than everyone. I like developing characters like that because I feel like I have some pretty good ideas on how to be dumb.
Well, and as we've alluded to, it's been a busy year for PC Theater and Kenzie, right?
Yeah.
Kenzie, what does it mean to be a part of this show, and what's it like to see these different portrayals on stage and to see this unique performance in particular?
This is actually my first year doing the spring play. I've been involved in other things of theater throughout my senior year, but I just decided I think I should do the spring play today or this year. So I think it's really cool because the casting was really on point. I think the people play their characters in an amazing way, and I like that they can put their own twist on it. I like that PC can put their own twist on it too, and it just makes it a really unique show with all the tech that we have, and we have a great tech crew and the stage and the like set. It's just beautiful. So yeah, I think we can put our own amazing twist on the show.
Well, people know this voice is going to be very familiar coming up these next couple of months. And Avery, I got to refer to your Allstate speech when we talked about Tulip Court. Now I'll talk a little bit about Tulip Court into this. It's been a very busy time, but what has this show meant to you in particular to still have time to be a part of this? This is obviously right before you kind of kick off and put on the Dutch costume. And what's it like to be able to share the stage again with this group?
It is incredible. It is heartbreaking to know that this is it. After this, I'm going to turn right around and Tulip Time is going to be in full mode, full speed. It's going to speed right on. I'm so excited for the journey. I am so thrilled to just have a chance to be with these people 24/7 after school and just spending my time with them. It makes me so happy. I'm so thrilled that I get to be a part of this. And then I'm so excited for the turnaround. It's going to be a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Well, I include the other three here at the end, but for the four of you, what is, the most exciting part about this show, a challenging part about this show, or something that has really stood out to you about this performance that you're really excited to share with audiences?
I really like the portrayal there's a lot of differences between the six of our main characters, and I just like figuring out what the different ways are, like, and the way me and Toby act with each other is a lot different than I would act with maybe Abby or some of the other cast.
I think the biggest challenge is how much time we actually get for this. It's not a lot of time. But I think we throw it together pretty well, and I think we're doing pretty good in our progress, as VP told us. And I think everyone's developing their character nice in this little amount of time.
Well, and for folks that don't know, we just had spring break too, so yeah. Really running out of time and opportunity to put this together. What favorite part, most challenging part for you?
My favorite part would probably be the twist, like the way that the audience is gonna see it. If you haven't seen Clue, I know the first time I saw it, it was like absolutely mind-boggling. So I'm excited for the people to be able to see it and have fun with us during the show because there is like a little bit of audience interaction, so that's super cool. I'd agree with Toby that the challenge is not a whole lot of practice time, but I definitely think we can pull it off. I'm really excited.
I'm also so thrilled to see how the audience is going to react. I have gotten to sit back and watch it from an audience perspective, and so I'm excited for other people to do that too, and I'm just so excited to watch it all come together. We don't have a lot of time. It's good. This week is going to be really hectic, but we're going to get it done, and it's going to be great, thanks to the good Lord.
Well, and part of the reason why, too, for that time is we have a lot of Allstate speech. Many of you are in group and individual, and the three of you, we had you on yesterday. So let's bring you back on today for our final crack at the audience. Why should people come on out, see Clue on stage, and take in one last chance for PC Theater here in 2022-23?
I think people should come for a good laugh, for a good time. It's so enjoyable. It's so much fun to watch, and it's just cool to be surrounded by theater that's hilarious. You know, you don't have to take it too seriously, and it just makes for a fun evening, and you know, everyone can watch it, young people, kids, you know, older adults who just need a break from their day.
Yeah, going off of what Ellie said, it's a good refreshment in your day after maybe a long day work, just to kind of sit back and watch some people have some fun and listen to some comedy. So yeah.
It's always fun to watch a murder mystery because you do really get to get involved because you try and figure it out yourself. And yeah, the comedy helps.
And so comedy, drama, all the above, coming back to the Vermeer Auditorium this Friday and Saturday. Clue on stage. The cast, seven of the cast of this very large cast joining us here today. A huge congratulations on an awesome theater season and all the best with your final show.
Thank you.
Find ticket purchasing information for Clue on Stage at Pella Christian High School at KNIAKRLS.com. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.